15-Minute Mondays, your kickstart to week high-energy 15-minute episode on the Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Daniel Greg Johnson. Let's get right into it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back on the Success Blueprint. It is Monday, 15-Minute Monday time, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend, and I want to get right into it. The episode is called Good Life, Tough Feelings, Accepting the Ups and Downs. Life can be like a roller coaster, right? You know it, I know it. The highs feel amazing. You're filled with joy, riding the exhilarating rush of good vibes. But then, without a warning, without you even expecting it, you plunge down into the lows. And the darkness creeps in, weighing you down. It's tough, really tough. But here's an empowering idea that I want to share with you. The lows are just as important as the highs for living a full life. This isn't about powering through or snapping out of it. It's about accepting the downs along with the ups. Embracing the full spectrum of your humanity. The darkness you feel, it's not bad, it's life. It's the flow of nature. Life gets messy for all of us, and that's okay. In fact, it's good for you. Research has shown over and over again that accepting the hard stuff leads to greater well-being. So don't fight the tough feelings. Feel them fully without judgment. I want you to let your emotions ebb and flow, and that's how life goes. Cry when you need to cry. Trust that the joy will come again. Have an abundance mindset and not a scarcity one. Life can be good whilst life is tough, and there is a lot of wisdom in just this one sentence. Life doesn't always have to be pink to be great, or to have something positive to look out for and still get along with it. So many people get stuck in happiness, and there's so many gurus out there that want to give you the one-stop solution, that want to sell you expensive programs that actually leave you where you started. Because happiness is not something where you arrive and it's going to stay like that forever. It's something that you have to establish and you have to work for it every day. The pursuit of happiness isn't everything in the first place, because human emotion is complex. While happiness certainly feels good and is an important part of well-being, solely pursuing one positive feeling like joy or optimism is limiting. There are so many emotions that make up your inner worlds. Contentment, awe, amusement, gratitude, and so many more. Focusing on the diversity of positive emotions known as emodiversity will actually lead to better health and life satisfaction. Research has shown that people who experience a range of positive emotions tend to fare better mentally and physically. They have lower rates of depression and health issues like heart disease or diabetes. Emodiversity provides resilience in the face of life's ups and downs. When you open yourself up to a spectrum of positive feelings, you have more resources to draw from when times get tough. Life will always have its challenges, so make space for a mix of emotions. Don't brush aside feelings like melancholy, nostalgia, or poignancy just to chase happiness. While negative emotions in excess can be problematic, of course, for all of us, in moderation, they add depth and meaning. Appreciate life's beauty in all its forms. Find moments of joy, but also solace in quiet, contentment, or connection in times of vulnerability. I want you to strive for harmony between light and dark. There is a balance, ease, and struggle. Seek out activities that spark different positive emotions, express gratitude, engage in meaningful work, connect to something bigger than yourself, which I always highlight in my episodes. Help another person by helping you create purpose. Build positive relationships that support you through good and bad. Balance is the key in everything that you do. Happiness goes up and down and comes and goes, but living a life rich in meaning, connection, and emotional diversity will help you weather any storm. Choose to open your heart to the full spectrum of human feeling. There's wisdom to be found in life's contrast, so pursue emodiversity and nourish your emotional ecosystem. While happiness certainly has its place, the good life holds so much more. For better mental health, it's important to cultivate emodiversity. Focus on the full range of emotions that humans have, because life is an up and down. Yet we tend to prioritize happiness above all else. However, Experiencing a range of emotions, not just positive ones, is key to well-being. Researchers call this emodiversity, as I mentioned earlier. And studies do show people with greater emodiversity tend to have better health. Make space for difficult feelings. It's tempting to push away sadness, anger, or fear because we don't want it. But avoiding certain emotions is unhealthy in the long run. Allow yourself to fully experience the difficult feelings when they arise. Cry if you need to. There's nothing wrong with it. Journal your feelings or talk to others. Difficult emotions are a normal part of life, so make space for them rather than bottling them up. That is more unhealthy. Practice self-care. We talk about this so much. Taking good care of yourself helps cultivate emodiversity. Engage in regular exercise, eat nutritious foods, get enough sleep, and avoid excessive stress when possible. Make time for your hobbies, your social interaction, and relaxation. Self-care gives you the resilience to navigate life's ups and downs in a healthy way. And I've spoken about this in previous episodes, so scroll through the list. There will be many, many other podcast episodes that spin around that topic. You need to help others. Doing good for others boosts positive emotions like joy, contentment, and gratitude. It gives you purpose. Make a habit of small acts of kindness each day. Smile, make eye contact, and engage people in conversation. Volunteer your time or make a donation to a cause that you believe in. Helping others helps you feel good as well. Appreciate life's beauty. Notice and appreciate the small details of life. Express awe at the beauty in nature, art, music, and acts of human compassion or skill. Take pictures of things you find inspiring or moving. Keeping a gratitude journal, which I mentioned over and over again, where you write down things you appreciate each day, helps you cultivate positive emotions and life satisfaction. When you go over it, it brings memories back. It reminds you of the beautiful things that you can be grateful for. Finding the right balance of emotions for you is key. Don't aim for constant bliss, but instead embrace all of life's moments, both difficult and joyful. With practice, you can achieve greater emodiversity and well-being, and that will serve you in the long run. Embracing the full range of emotions is something that is powerful. Life's ups and downs, the hardships, everything belongs to it. Happiness is great, but aiming for constant positivity is unrealistic, and it will be emotionally exhausting because you're setting yourself up for failure all the time. That's what I explain to my clients over and over again. There is a purely liberating feeling in accepting the full range of emotions. Don't tuck anything away. Embrace it. Be in the moment with it. Present moment awareness, experiencing the sadness, the joy, the anger, whatever it is, as long as you experience it, you are aware of it, and you take the time to let it settle, then disassociate, and then make calls, identify triggers, identify patterns, and look at it from a different perspective, from the bird's perspective. And then, once you have done all of that, that's when you start formulating your action, reaction, your emotions that you will display to it. It will help you to be in control, and it gives you so much power over your own behavior. That's what self-control is about. That's what emotional agility is about. That's what it means to be resilient and to be in control of yourself before you engage with others. There is a silver lining in finding meaning, you know. It's so important in our life. Focusing only on happiness often comes from wanting to avoid discomfort, rather than living according to your values. Ask yourself what really matters to you. Things like relationships, personal growth, and contributing to something that is bigger than yourself. Pursuing meaning and purpose helps life feel worthwhile, even during difficult times, and that will pull you back out of that dip. And through all of that, we build resilience. Facing life's challenges helps build resilience and wisdom. While hardship is painful and it's never pleasant to any one of us, it presents opportunities to develop coping strategies, gain perspective, and strengthen relationships by supporting each other. Resilient people feel emotions fully, but can recover and adapt when that is necessary. Each difficulty you navigate builds resources for the next one. Practicing self-compassion is one of the other things that are so imperative. Be gentle with yourself for feeling a range of emotions. Criticizing yourself for perceived weakness or imperfection only adds to your distress. talk to yourself with kindness and understanding. I always say, why would you talk to yourself in a way that you wouldn't even talk to other people? Be kind to yourself. Emotions are a normal part of human beings. Accept them without judgment. Take a balanced approach to life's ups and downs. While happiness will vary and go up and down, sometimes you are further away from it, sometimes you're closer, but you can maintain an attitude of grace. And that will give you power. And a very liberating thing is to find the lesson. Look for meaning, even in difficulties. You know, the silver lining again. Ask yourself what the situation might be trying to teach you. Perhaps it's really just for the purpose of learning patience, gaining a new perspective, or discovering hidden strength. Every small hardship often carries important life lessons if you are open to them. While life challenges are difficult, focusing on their meaning and purpose can help you grow. Find the data, find the patterns. Life brings both joy and sorrow for all of us. Accepting all of those emotions and finding meaning leads to well-being. Build resilience by facing difficulties with courage and with grace. Learn from hard times and be gentle with yourself along the way. That's the most important thing. Happiness comes, goes, but an attitude of wisdom and compassion provides lasting comfort to you. Learning to accept both the good and bad is a skill that really makes all the difference, because it's just a back and forth. We all try to wing it. While many people strive to be happy and joyful as much as possible, true well-being comes from accepting both the good and bad in life. Finding the meaning in the mundane. Not every day is going to be filled with laughter and excitement. That's not how it works. Most are ordinary, even monotonous. But within the routine, you can find meaning. Again, if you look for it. Appreciate simple pleasures, your morning cafe, your chatting with a coworker, walking outside on your break. Be fully present in those moments that you often rush through, and you will find so much more beauty all around you. That's where people consistently get it wrong. There lies a true skill in embracing the challenges. When hard times hit, it's normal to wish them away. But adversity shapes character and helps you grow. Look for the silver lining and lessons in difficulties. Ask yourself, what can I gain from this experience? Maybe patience, courage, or empathy. You need to visualize how you will emerge stronger after the challenges are gone. Or maybe they just lessen. You have to go with the flow, ebb and flow. Balancing emotions is important. And the key is not to avoid negative feelings altogether, but to experience the full range of emotions. Make space for joy and awe as much as sadness or anxiety. Allow yourself to fully feel whatever arises and then let it go. Your emotions are just something that come. It comes and goes, and they are ever changing. You are not defined by any single feeling that you experience during the day, during the week, month, year. The key is not to avoid negative feelings. And by practicing this, you can achieve an inner calm by accepting both the sweet and the bitter in life. Appreciate beauty wherever you find it. Learn and grow from your challenges. Experience and release the full spectrum. This balance and mindful approach leads to greater peace and wisdom. While life's ups and downs continue, they will always be there, but your reactions to them, they evolve. You realize happiness depends less on what happens to you and more on the meaning you make of it. Finding meaning and purpose beyond happiness is a skill. While happiness has dominated how we think about well-being, there's more to life than just feeling good. Emotional health isn't a simple scale from happy to sad. Instead, think of your emotional life as an ecosystem made up by many feelings, such as joy, amusement, awe, contentment, gratitude, and there are so many more. When you experience a diversity of emotions, you're better in shape mentally and physically. A study conducted with over 37,000 people found that emodiversity, or balance of emotions, was linked to lower rates of depression and physical health issues. Life will always go up and down, back and forth. Rather than chasing happiness only as the one goal, focus on finding meaning, purpose, and connection. Make the most of your good times, but also accept that adversity is inevitable. It will always come. When hard times hit, look at the silver lining and lessons you can draw from the experience. connecting to something greater than yourself, whether through spirituality, community service, or artistic expression. They all can help. They will provide a sense of purpose that sustains you through the challenges. While positive emotions certainly have their benefits in life, a sole focus on happiness is totally unrealistic and can even be counterproductive. So even if your life seems perfectly fine on the outside, don't beat yourself up for struggling internally. A full life means experiencing the highs and lows. Let yourself feel sad or anxious when you need to. Cry if you have to. Then take a deep breath and look for those little bright spots, a pretty sunset, a friend's smile, a good cup of coffee. Keep going, be patient with yourself, and remember that you're never alone. This will pass. And that is the attitude that you have to have. And it doesn't matter whether that is in life or in business, it applies to both of them. So keep that head up, look for the silver lining, and stop just chasing happiness by itself. Life has so much more to offer than just happiness. And sometimes there can be liberty in feelings like sadness or experiencing like real emotions, crying or giving into something that you're really experiencing internally. There's a lot of liberation to it. And in order to be full, to be a whole authentic person, you have to experience all emotions that your life throws at you. So practice that, be better at it, and understand happiness is just one part of a good and full life. Thank you guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. That was Daniel on the Success Blueprint. Take care.